On today's Psychic Jam, we are talking about why psychics avoid visiting certain places.
You are listening to The Psychic Jam, a podcast that inspires holisticpreneurs like you to gain confidence, to learn, and to listen to your inner voice. Tune in as featured experts of the Psychic Associates discuss heavy and taboo topics, breaking down all the barriers of the realities of working in this industry.
Welcome to The Psychic Jam. My name is Jay Lane. I am joined by my beautiful co-hosts, Amber Price and Liz Throp. And today we are talking about the places that psychics or mediums avoid or have to prepare for mentally prior to visiting. Right, ladies? I mean, doesn't this happen in our world all the time?
Yes,
absolutely.
Oh my goodness. And I have to tell you that I have to really prepare to go to certain places because in my world, and I tell this to absolutely everyone, that we have between 3 to 5 attachments spiritually to us every single day, if not more. So if you imagine going to a mall, let's say, and there's 200 people there, all you have to do is do the math to see how many spirits are actually around. But you know, I actually have to prepare, especially when I go to a funeral home. Funeral homes for me, and I don't know if it's like this for you ladies, but funeral homes for me, I see things, I feel spirits that come to visit. I feel the energy of other people, especially their hurts and their energy when they're grieving. And I find that I really have to, you know, put that magic bubble around myself, shield myself with light, and just really get rid of everything negative around me prior to visiting. Because I know that if I don't do that, I'm A, either bringing some energy home with me, or B, taking on the energy of someone's emotions. And it's really difficult for me, you know? So there's so many different places that we go. Liz, have you experienced anything like that? A funeral home? Or?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It is the most overwhelming, probably one of the most overwhelming places to visit for me. I've actually avoided going to some funerals because I knew it was going to be too much. And that's terrible that I felt so guilty for not attending those particular funerals. But those particular days, I was just too overwhelmed by the sadness and overwhelm of it. I'd like to get in and get out of these places. There's lots of different places that, you know, I can go into a grocery store and feel so overwhelmed and uncomfortable that I need to get out of there quickly. So I actually know when I do grocery shop, I know exactly where things are. Now that's just picking up on the energy of everybody around me, which is what you were alluding to, Jay. Yeah. But one of the places that, places that I found a lot of difficulty in when I was looking for a house and the overwhelm of going into other people's homes was palatable. You could taste it. It was awful. There were places that I would get to the door and just go, no, I can't, no, I'm not even going in. There's no point. I told my realtor on a number of occasions, somebody died here. Why didn't you tell me that? I told you I don't want to go where somebody's died because I don't want to deal with that.
Yeah.
and they are supposed to disclose that. But if you don't ask, apparently, they don't tell. So that's something interesting to know, everybody. So, you know, if you are somebody who is like us, and you are house shopping, tell your realtor you want full disclosure because you will feel it as well. Now, just because somebody died in the house doesn't mean that it's an awful energy. It's just you're going to be talking to somebody or feeling their vibration or the sadness or overwhelm or whatever. I've been in houses that were squatters had been in drug infested squat in, you know, behavior. And that felt 10 times worse than any of the houses that someone had passed in. So, you know, the different energies can create and just this yucky vibe all throughout your body. I often had to sleep. I don't know about you guys, but it would exhaust me to the point where I would have to sleep after. And so there was a lot of grounding and, you know, really saturating myself in, you know, as much positive energy as I could going out and doing the house shopping. And I know, Amber, you've had some experiences we were just talking about with visiting your granny. Like, why don't you share that one? Because that's beautiful.
Yeah, I can resonate with everything both of you are saying, because it's wherever I go, I'm gonna connect something somewhere somehow. But yes, when I go into a nursing home or a retirement home or a community living or, even an apartment building, that kind of thing where a lot of people are, school dormitories and things like that. Obviously, wherever there's people, there's going to be, like Jay said, spirits attached to them. And then also just in general, let's talk about specifically like nursing homes. So, I've worked in nursing homes, in my career, and I've had to visit them. I remember my mom, oh my God, I remember my mother's grandmother was in a nursing home when I was little, and she always wanted to take once a week me and my brother to go visit her. And although I loved her so very, very much, and I loved the visit there, I was a psychic child. So when I didn't even understand what psychic child meant, it was being able to be aware of myself enough to know that as soon as I knew I had to go visit, as soon as we parked, as soon as we walked in and walking past everybody, I was already starting to feel super uncomfortable. And by uncomfortable, what I meant was I could feel physical changes in my body that was happening, just almost like you're walking and the walls are kind of closing in around you. It's almost like you're trying to, if you've, in high school, when you're walking down a hall in the middle of like class change and everyone's trying to dart through a whole group of people and it's like, oh, there's people everywhere. It's like that. And also like physical things like difficulty breathing, or all of a sudden I can't see, my eyes are, having trouble focusing, or my ringing in my ears, or chills down my body, or like all of a sudden I'm taking on a limp and I'm like, what is happening? So all these different things would be going on while I would be in a nursing home. And so that was me as a kid. Now, fast forward, going into, visit my grandmother in a nursing home. It was the same kind of feelings that came flooding back, and I had forgotten about what that felt like. As a kid, I forgot what I experienced as a kid. Then I forgot what I experienced when I was working there. And I remembered why I couldn't work there. I think it was like 3, 4 weeks and I was out. Like I couldn't do it every single day. So after visiting, I feel like we've got like this an awareness of, okay, don't forget that you're sensitive. Don't forget that a lot of people come here and they are at different varying stages in their life. So, like Jay mentioned, it doesn't matter if they're living or they're deceased. Yes, I'm going to pick up on deceased people, but I'm also going to pick up on the living people who are experiencing dementia or other challenges physically, mentally, emotionally, whatever. And that energy is almost even more intense for me because it's happening around me. It's kind of like more intense. So it is a place in which I do have difficulty going. Now, I came home after the visit and again got a good reminder of what happens when you don't prepare energetically to go into, for me, to go into the nursing home, because I was getting visits from spirits all night long. Overwhelming. Like I felt like I had run a marathon. I was just drained, exhausted. But there were spirits coming all over, like from people that were connected to my husband and myself to people that I had no idea who they were. And then I recognized, I was like, oh, I have brought people home. I'm still connected. I'm like, all of this stuff was going through my mind. So I had a shower and I put on some music. And I closed that portal of energy. So that's what I just intentionally, mindfully said. Thank you for coming to visit me. I love you all, basically, because they're just coming because they know I'm open and I can see them. So thanks for coming. Thanks for visiting. But now I have to do like human experience things. I have to get dinner ready. I have to go to sleep. I have to, see other people. So I just gently imagined closing that connection off and sending with love both ways down the energetic cord. And then I was able to start to gain control back of myself again because, wow, I forgot. Like I forgot how overwhelming nursing homes can be. And most recently though, hotels, like I'm used to visiting hotels and I know enough because I do it so frequently that I have to protect before I go. So a lot of it is making sure I'm hydrated, making sure that I've eaten like vegetables and fruits and that I'm not hungry. My blood sugar is good. I've got snacks. I've got water. I know everything that I need. If I have to bring extra pillows or blankets that are going to make me feel comfortable while I'm sleeping, I have to do that. Because if there's anything that's going to make you feel off physically, like if you're tired or you're hungry or you're dehydrated or you have something on your mind you haven't figured out, those are things that are going to weaken your ability to protect your energy, to stay grounded, and to not have an attachment to something that you aren't intending to do, or to feel like you can protect yourself. When I say protect yourself, I mean not allow everybody to just pass through your energy. Like it's not like a scary thing. I'm not afraid of any of it. It's just more of just, I don't have enough energy to give to all of it. So yeah. I have to reserve it. Right. So I think that's for me is hotels and nursing homes type things that would come up for me.
Yeah. You know, that's so interesting that you say hotels, because I had an interesting experience in Kirkland Lake a couple of years ago when I went to do an event. And it's funny because I always take a look at my hotel room before I go in. I have a habit of doing that because I've had surprises, let's just say, from traveling quite a bit. And it's funny, the first two rooms I looked at this hotel weren't done. And she goes, oh my goodness, they're marked as done. So she put me in the third room, which was even more beautiful. So I was really happy about that. And I have to put my TV on sleep for 30 minutes so that I can actually sleep because I'm so wound up. Yes. And I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep. And just as I was closing my eyes, I could feel someone running their finger down my arm. Yes. And out of bed, I popped. I couldn't believe it. I'm there. My God, get out, get out, get out. And so then I had to do my whole little ritual of protecting myself and, you know, visualizing light and everything else. And I didn't know why I felt so, I guess I felt this energy was aggressive. And I just couldn't sleep all night, although I didn't feel it again. It's just, I was like on alert, you know, I'm just waiting for something to happen. And the next morning I'm sitting there at breakfast. I'm looking at the building across the street and I could see all these spirits going in and out, and going like, what the heck? So I asked the lady, I said, what kind of building is that? She goes, oh, it's a mining building. It's just a business. But she says it used to be the funeral home. Okay, so now I understand, you know. But it's almost like, and it's so weird, ladies, but it's almost like the first two rooms weren't good enough. Like it's like the spirit wanted me to go into this third room. It was really weird. But I also get the same thing, like, and when you were mentioning retirement homes, I get that in hospitals too. You know, hospitals kind of freak me out. It's almost like a nursing home. Of course, you get deaths, you get births, you get happiness, sadness. And yeah. When I go there for my sister, I really have to like sort of like zone into like the positive, because I find that I leave there all depressed or mopey or sad. So the thing is, I really have to kind of, I guess, get into that zone, you know, and to make sure, because there's a lot of grounded spirits in hospitals. You know, I've even done paranormal, you know, investigations where we've gone into empty hospitals and you're still feeling the energy there. You're still getting a lot of that residual, you know, energy there, you know?
Yeah, you know, Jay, I'm wondering if you ever get, or even you, Amber, do you ever get the smell?
Yes.
Like I get, when I go into hospitals or even funeral homes, I get the smell of death. So like, yes. It sounds disgusting, but like, you know, you've smelt like roadkill before, that kind of smell. Yeah. That's one of the worst things that I get when I walk into hospitals. It is disgusting. And I avoid it because I don't want, even walking into a doctor's office, when somebody's ill, it's almost like I can smell their body not being well.
It's weird. Oh yeah. I don't smell the death smell, but I will know days before you're going to get sick that you can get, that you're going to be sick. Like I will call it out. And Matt thinks I'm a witch, of course, because he's like, how do you know that you witch? You know, but I would say I would look at someone and then I can smell and I'll say, oh, you're going to have a cold in the next 3 days, or you're going to have a flu, or I think your throat's starting to get like your tonsils. Like I will be able to even see based on like kind of what it smells like to me and then where it kind of is located. So I can totally understand that.
Yeah. So weird, right?
Gosh, it is. You know, so there's so many different people that can feel these energies. So, you know, you don't have to be classed as a psychic. You could be an empath, an intuitive, just sensitive. Some people call themselves sensitive, but you know, we have these spidey senses that are built into us. And the thing is, a lot of people just ignore them. And I learned a long time ago not to ignore these things. You really have to prepare yourself mentally, emotionally, even sometimes physically. You know, because I feel the pain of others. So I have to go in there knowing that, you know, if I'm going to experience pain, sometimes it's not my own. And what do I do with that if I can't get rid of it? And so it's to really sort of like, I guess, debrief myself once I get home also. And, you know, I even smudge myself before and after I come home, because I find that the smudge really kind of gets rid of that negativity. And then I find that I can, you know, function again, you know. But this has been such an interesting topic, ladies, because it's so true, right? I mean, all this energy is going to affect us, and it's what we do with it. And so if you're somebody who's feeling all of these things and you can't understand why, you may want to check us out at the Psychic Associates or check out our quiz to see why you are feeling the things that you feel. Ladies, thank you so much. I hope you have a fantastic day.
You too, Bye-bye. Jay.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for listening to The Psychic Jam. Please share if you liked our podcast. For more information on our services, or if you'd like to be listed on our directory, please visit thepsychicassociates.com.